Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, our day for prayer and reflection as a community. I'll guide you through some prayers. If you've never done it before, don't worry. I will give you lots of suggestions on what to talk to God about. That's all prayer is. You can talk to God during the silent pauses that I will leave, either aloud with words or just silently in your thoughts. We'll start, though, with a longer moment of silence, just so we can focus our thoughts on God and tune out everything that might distract us. Well, we start with adoration, where we talk about why God is worth addressing in this prayer. We praise God and tell Him who He is. And in this reading this week, we got an incredible vision of God as a powerful and wise ruler. And so let's address our prayer to God, our ruler, our source of all wisdom. Well, now let's confess the times that we may have despaired about the world around us or our lives and thought that all was lost, like the Israelites would have been feeling in the world around them and in the beginning of Daniel's vision, which was very negative with all these scary beasts. So let's confess that at times we can despair in that and forget the source of our hope isn't in us, but it's in God Himself and the Son of Man. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks that the Son of Man was not just a sign or a symbol, but described an actual person, that God Himself came to earth as Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. So let's give thanks that God sent the Son of Man to change everything, to reconnect us with God, to destroy evil, to destroy death's power. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God for entry into His kingdom, the kingdom of the Son of Man, where He reigns for eternity with a power very unlike the evil powers that were wielded in this world. Ask to be part of His kingdom. Ask to start practicing His living in His kingdom now, so when His kingdom comes in its fullness, you'll be ready. Ask for His help to do that. You can never do it alone. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week. So we continue our Old Testament series, but in the meantime, have a day of rest tomorrow, please. And Sunday, make it a day for community. Maybe you can invite somebody to join you for a meal. Go out for drinks with somebody. Just make sure you spend some time in community. And aim to spend some time with both Christian community and someone outside the Christian community. So, have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.